गुण्डनपतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। So after speaking about the truth as it is, or the truth beyond the three avastas, the truth as pulsating consciousness, the truth as Advitiya Satyam or Brahman, and then speaking about the Jagat as well, the next thing that has to be explained is as to how does a person realize Brahman. So everything is Brahman. Yes, Shankara clearly said, like, I am not this, I am Saeva Aham, Nacha Drishya Vastu. I am Brahman, I am not the objects of the world. That was mentioned clearly by Shankara. But that is only knowledge. So how does a person, first of all, like, how does a person get that knowledge? And like, how does a person get convinced about that knowledge? So that happens through a guru. So this is where guru is very important. Of course, like, guru, we have to understand that guru is, or guru need not be a physical person, but gurus can also be books, or the various acharyas who have come, who have written works, who have explained stuff to us previously. So they also can be gurus for a person. So for Balakrishnan Nair doesn't have a guru, Amma doesn't have a guru, but all of these people, like, or people who don't have a guru, they have gone through knowledge, like whatever the Shastras are saying, Shastras have said. For some it is Shastra Padanam, or learning the Shastras. For others it is directly experiencing the Shastras because of previous Punya or like Punya Karmas or previous good Karmas. So a guru is inevitable for a Sadhaka. It is just a matter of whether that guru is a book, whether that guru is just a statement that everything is Brahman, or whether the guru is a physical person. So that is what Shankara addresses, along with another important aspect in order or required for a person to realize. So if a person has to realize, then karma has, or the chain of karma, or the phalas, the various fruits that have been accumulated in many, many births, that have to be burned. I'm sorry, that has to be nullified. So that is like what Shankara is saying, which we will come to it. But for now, like Shankara, the relationship or the continuity or sangati between the previous shloka and this shloka is, of course, previous shloka was about the world. So Shankara says, Shashvanashwarameva Vishwam Akhilam. So Akhilam Vishwam, this entire world, Shashvanashwarameva, Nashwaram. Nashwaram means, it is temporary. Eva, definitely temporary. Shashwan, Shashwan means always. So this universe is always or ever. Nashwaram. So Nashwaram means temporary or illusion. So we see, like, nothing is kind of predictable, or nothing can be predicted with respect to the world. So we think like everything is fine. We think that things are going fine. All of a sudden, war in Pakistan. All of a sudden, California fire. The wildlife fire. Fire that was started. Somehow got started in a jungle, so that gets that affects normal people, their lives, their homes. So whatever, like that is the today's most important news with respect to like California in particular, Santa Barbara. So all these, like how come like all of a sudden a fire comes and something happens, all of a sudden earthquake in Italy and many people die. How come like all of a sudden all these happen? Isn't there a rule? And of course scientists on one side are trying to predict. So scientists or science itself is based on experiments. So science or scientists like generally do conduct experiments and they try to predict. So that is like one important aspect of science is trying to predict things. Or in a way we can say forecast. So we know like how the weather forecast is, at least here it is better. In India, like with respect to weather, if the weather channel or in radio they say that aaj barsaat hogi, so people know, then people will wear loose clothes, t-shirt, because, and then they'll wear sunglasses because they know it will not rain. Aaj barsaat nahi hogi, aaj surya, or like today's sun is predominant today, they say, then immediately people will take umbrellas. So that is how it happens, or that's how it is expected of whatever happens in India, or like however weather is forecasted. But science or scientists forecast is also the same way. Predictions never come true, so it can never come true, because people will predict that, like, or people predict, like, nobody predicted this economy recession, nobody predicted the credit card crunch. Nobody predicted the housing boom will go down. So nobody predicted all of these, but still it happened. So why that, like, about the world, like, or nothing can be predicted in the world? So we have a lot of knowledge about the world. So today, like, there are equipments to even trace back our history. There are equipments to clone. There are equipments like that can dig into the soil and find out like things. So today's technology has advanced like anything, but still unpredictability or not being able to predict is part of the world. So this can be compared with water seen in desert. So can we really predict as to what will happen there? Definitely we cannot. So this moment water is seen, the next moment water may vanish. The next moment, like, we see few people swimming. The next minute we see a shark killing those people. And next minute, like, we see a person killing the shark. And next minute, like, we see some diamonds in the sea. So all this can happen. It is also like the dream world. Anything and everything is possible in the dream world. There is nothing impossible in the dream world. We may think like something may be possible, so something may not be possible. But nothing can be predicted and everything is possible. So unpredictability means that it is not real. Reality can always be predicted. So that's also the reason why Mahatmas, like, or whatever happens with Mahatmas, we can predict as to what will happen with respect to Mahatmas. Mahatmas, or what we can expect out of Mahatmas to, and okay, anyway, To an extent, we can predict. Again, we cannot predict because they are acting in the world. Therefore, we cannot really predict, but we can predict one thing about Mahatmas. Their very nature, we can predict. What is that? Bliss. So, Mahatmas will give bliss to everyone. Whoever comes in contact with them, Mahatmas will give them bliss. Irrespective of whether it is a jnani or a jnani, irrespective of whether a person is a rich person or a poor person, Mahatmas will give only bliss. That is because Mahatmas are real. Reality never changes. And that which changes is unreal. That which changes is unpredictable. And that applies to the world. So that this is what like Krishna says in Gita as Anityam Asukam Lokam. This world is Anityam. This world is temporary. Temporary means ever changing. Each and every minute, science agrees with this, that the world is constantly changing. The world is changing. Each and every object that we see in the world is changing. Things are constantly changing. Even with respect to our body, each minute or each second, like new particles, not particles, like cells are created. So new cells get created, old cells are destroyed. And if we take insentient object particles, like particle, their composition is constantly changing. So change is part of the world, and that which changes is not real. So that which changes is not real, and thereby it cannot give us eternal bliss. So that is what Shankara means to say here. So Akilam Vishwam Shashvanashwarameva. This entire world is temporary. The entire world is therefore sorrowful. So sorrowful, temporary, therefore sorrowful world. So what is this, like this knowledge about the world being temporary and sorrowful is what Shankara and as well as Patanjali term as Vairagyam. So Vairagyam or dispassion. How can a person get dispassionate about the world? So a person can get dispassionate about the world only by knowing the true nature of the world or by knowing the bad things in the world. So if we have to get dispassionate about our close friend, what should we do? We should learn about his faults. So this is also called dosha drishti. So dosha drishti means in a way trying to understand the fault, trying to remember the fault in something, that is vision of fault, that will lead a person to be have dispassion towards that. And that will help us in the spiritual path. Vairagyam is one of the sadhana chatushtayam that Shankara says, Vivekino viraktasya shamadi gunashalinah mumukshore vahi brahmajijnyasa yogyata mata. So, Vivekam. Vivekam means discrimination between real and unreal. Brahman is real. Everything else, this jagat, everything else which can be put into one word of jagat is not real. That is Vivekam, Vairagyam, Virakti or Vairagyam. Vairagyam means due to knowledge about or knowledge of the world as sorrowful, therefore not brooding over objects of the world, not enjoying the world, not getting into worldly pleasures. So that is dispassion. And then Shama Adi Shatka Sampatti, the mental qualities, six qualities of Shama Dhamma, etc. And then Mumukshu, Mumukshutvam. So all those are, these four are required, or these four are prerequisites for knowing Brahman. So knowing Brahman or knowledge about Brahman will become really effective. It will give us anandam when we are able to, or when we are able to grasp all these four, when we have all these four. So that is what here, like it means Vairagyam. एंड लाइक हाउ डज दिस वैराग्य में पर्सन गे वाचा गुरु हो निश्चित्य निश्चित्य मीन्स क्लियरली विदाउट एनी डाउट सो क्लियरली क्लैरिफिकेशन और क्लियरली गुरोर वाचा ड्यू टू द गुरुज वर्ड्स सो निश्चित्य बीइंग कन्विंस्ड that this world is only an illusion, this world is temporary, this world is sorrowful from my guru's words. So then the next question that arises or that has to be answered, if we remember that the world is sorrowful, is if the world is sorrowful, then is there something which is blissful? So if like we enter into a restaurant and then we find that the restaurant is closed. So what do we do? We don't get food in one restaurant, then like we search for it in another place. So once we know that the world is sorrowful, then we will seek happiness in something other than the world. Okay, why would we seek happiness? That is our very nature, therefore we keep on seeking it. That is what is ultimate goal. So ultimate goal of like each and every person in the world, each and every living being in the world is ananda prapti or sukha prapti or sukha avapti. Anandam or bliss is what people seek in the entire world. So bliss is what we are seeking. Therefore, if bliss is not there in the world because the world is sorrowful, then a person seeks that which gets bliss, and that the guru teaches the person. So jagan mithya, jagat mithya. If jagat is mithya, then brahma satyam. So this is also called as higher vairagyam or para vairagyam. So vairagyam is split into apara and para. Drishtanushravika vishaya vitrishnasya vashikara sanya vairagyam. So one is vairagyam, like our not getting deluded, not getting attached, not getting possessive, or not trying to seek pleasure from worldly objects is vairagyam. Is apara vairagyam tat param purusha kyatehe. So para vairagyam is directed towards Ishvara. So Ishvara or Brahman. So liking Brahman, passionate about Brahman, wanting to achieve Brahman, that is para vairagyam, that is higher dispassion. So like once the world is negated, once the world is known to be sorrowful, then comes the true Brahman. So nityam. So Gurur Vacha nityam. So Gurur Vacha, the Guru's words of like Akilam Vishwam Nashvaram. That has to be like a person gets convinced. How does a person get convinced? A person gets convinced by again and again repeating. So nirantaram vimrshata. Nirantaram vimrshata. Vimrshata means vimarshanam. Analysis, analyzing. So critical analysis of the world to be sorrowful and Brahman. So nirantaram vimrshata nityam brahma, that eternal Brahman nirvyaja shantatmana. So like about like or a person in a way like we have to say a person after knowing that the world is sorrowful, a person remembers Brahman, constantly contemplates on Brahman, and thereby shanta atmana, his mind, a person's mind becomes very calm. Nirvyajam means like without any fluctuation, and shantam very calm, very quiet, peaceful. So such a state, like such a state is achieved by a sadhaka. How does a sadhaka achieve this? So initially it is with respect to the guru's words. So if guru's words are not there, then If Guru's words are not there, then a person like learns from the Shastras. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. So Shastras, whatever Shastras say, whatever Vedanta says, so that is what a person will remember. So anyway, when this happens, like when a person remembers through the Guru's Vakyam, Vachanam, that this world is sorrowful, Brahman alone is real, then the chain of karma ends. So as Krishna says, Sarvam karma akhilam partha jnane parisamapyate. So all actions end in knowledge. So what knowledge? The knowledge that only one Brahman exists. The knowledge that this world is just an illusion. If the world is an illusion, then there is no duality. If there is no duality and there is no body, there is no world, then how can there be any karma? There cannot be any karma. If there is no karma, then what? Where is phala? There is no fruit as well. If there is no fruit, then there is no question about good fruit and bad fruit. So, bhutam bhati cha dushkritam pradahata. So, bhutam bhati cha dushkritam. So, bhutam bhati cha. So, whatever has been created in the past, bhutam bhati. So, whatever, like bhati can also be here interpreted as future. So, like the past and the future are all karma, dushkritam, bad karma. So how do we categorize karma as bad and good? So here it means good karmas are karmas like which help us towards Advitiya Satyam, towards, or like which helps us move towards Advitiya Satyam, which helps us in remembering Ishvara. All other karmas are bad karma. So dushkritam, all such dushkritam. So what do dushkarma or bad karmas give us? Bad karmas will only give us dukkham, whereas good karmas will negate dukkham, and then ultimately through they will lead us to jnanam, and through that they will give us anandam. So Eshwararpitam na ichchaya kritam chitta shodakam mukti sadakam. Actions offered to Ishvara purify the mind, and thereby they indirectly lead us to moksha, lead us to liberation, lead us to anandam. So dushkritam, whatever dushkarmas have been done or have been accumulated, or dushphalas that have been accumulated, or phalas that have been accumulated due to dushkarma, pradahata, samvitmaye, which means samvitmaye pavake. So pradahata. So pradahata means burned. So dahana, dahata or dahanam means burning. Pradahata means prakarshena dahanam, which means like a special kind of dahanam, special or complete, we can say. So pradahata. So it is completely burned. Burned where? In the fire, pavake, in the fire of samvitmaya, samvitmaya pavake. So in that fire which is samvitmayam, that which is consciousness. So this fire is jnanam, the jnanam that only Brahman exists here. So pradahata samvitmaye pavake and prarabdhaya samarpitam. So whatever like a person has, even prarabdham, or like here like we'll have to interpret it as for prarabdha it is offered. So in a way like it means that okay, there are schools of thought or from paramarthikam and vyavaharam or vyavaharikam. So from paramarthika level, jnanam burns all actions, whereas at the vyavaharika level, this body still will remain behind after a person realizes, which means prarabdha. So prarabdha is like a karma which has already started giving fruit. So that which has already started obviously has to go on until it stops. So it's like a car which has been started. So if we haven't planned for any trip, then future trips can be stopped. Past trips can be forgotten. Whatever trip has been started now, it has to end. It has to stop. So it cannot immediately be terminated. So that is like the concept with respect to prarabdham. So prarabdha, as Shankara says in Sadhana Panchakam, prarabdham has to be just experience. So prarabdhaya samarpitam. So everything is offered onto prarabdha. So prarabdha means the current birth. So here we can say, like, we can also like relate prarabdhaya samarpitam with nirantaram vimrishata brahma. So the previous papam and future papam which can be created, all those are burnt in knowledge, burnt in contemplation of Brahman, and that contemplation of Brahman becomes our prarabdham, becomes the duty of our this birth, duty of our life itself. So and swavapuhu means like a person himself, or I myself, or my very nature, and this is my conviction. So Shankara says that I am totally convinced about the Guru's words that the world is sorrowful, and Brahman alone is real, Brahman alone is blissful, and that Brahman with a peaceful mind, I contemplate on that Brahman, and thereby I'll spend my life doing that, and that itself, or that is jnanam, and that jnanam completely destroys whatever sins I have accumulated. So of course, like that is what Shankara says here. Of course, karma is not that simple to explain. Gahana karmano gatihi. So we should not, there is no point trying to analyze as to whether prarabdham is really there. Krishna says sarvam karma akilam, all actions end in jnanam. So does prarabdham also end? If prarabdham ends, then what about the body? Well, the body is seen. So then the question comes, is the body, just because the body is seen, does it mean it exists? Definitely no. Just because water is seen in desert, doesn't mean the water really exists. Just seeing something doesn't necessarily mean that that particular object, that particular entity exists. The same applies to prarabdha as well. And we can argue for and against this. So we can argue like anything with respect to this. If we want to argue, we can argue like from any aspect, and then we can doubt. So a true sadhaka will not enter into such conflicting concepts. A true sadhaka will just try to understand concepts like whichever way it is best. Irrespective of whether prarabdham exists or not, what really exists? Brahma satyam jagan mithya. So if everything is one Brahman, sakalam chinmatra vistaritam. So if everything is Brahman, Shankara has already said everything is Brahman, then why bother about prarabdham? Why worry about previous papa karmas? Why worry about like a future? Why worry about the current? So don't worry at all. So that's why Krishna says, Ma shuchaha, don't worry. Oh Arjuna, don't worry. And what should I do? Sarva dharman parityajya, mam ekam sharanam vraja. So renounce all dharmas. All dharmas means everything. Whatever is there, renounce all those. And seek me alone. Aham tva sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami. I'll liberate you of all papam. So where is papam when like a person renounces everything and just holds on to one Ishvara? So who is Ishvara? Ishvara is Advitiya Satyam Advaitam. So a person sticks on to Advaitam, then where is papam? Papam means like the duality, out of duality. Papam leads to dukkam. Where is dukkam when a person remembers Ishvara? So once Krishna was with the various gopis, so immediately lightning striked, and like for 1 second all of the gopis became a little afraid. And then like Krishna asked, if something like if you are to experience terrible danger or real danger, then what would you do? So one gopi said, and like of course like I am not there, so what would you do? So one gopi said, oh Bhagavan, I'll pray to you to give me strength to overcome this. Another gopi said, like I'll just pray. Yet another gopi said, oh Krishna, I'll cry for you. So many gopis gave all those like explanations or all those answers, and then Radha was silent. A true jnani will always be silent. Na prishto kasyachit bruyatam. Unless asked for, don't answer. So this is what Manu says. Unless you are asked for or asked for something, unless you are asked to speak, don't speak. Amma doesn't speak unless Amma is asked. Amma can like set forth in front of us our entire life, this life, previous life, everything. She doesn't do that. Amma speaks when a person asks a question. Amma speaks when she is asked to speak. She doesn't go to United Nations each and every other day and then speak Vedanta. Amma speaks when somebody invites Amma, somebody asks Amma to speak. So na prishtah kasyachit bruyatam. So without being asked, don't speak. Never speak. So it is what Manu says. So a true learned person will not speak. Only a person who has not known completely will want to speak, will want to boast. A person who knows fully like will know that okay, all these are only illusions and there is only one Brahman. If there is only one Brahman, how can you speak about it? You cannot speak about Brahman because yadvacha anabhyuditam yena vagabhyudate tadeva brahmatvam viddhi na idam yadidam upasate. So that which is which cannot be described through words, that which gives words the power of describing things, know that to be Brahman. Reject anything that people say as this. So Brahman cannot be known. Naiva vacha na manasa praptum shakyo na chakshuksha. So like that is another shloka that comes in Kathopanishad. There are many shlokas like na chakshusha prapyate, na vacha na nirdhivai tapasa karmana va jnana prasadena vishuddha sattvah tadastutam pasyate nishkalam dhyayamanah. The Atman cannot be known through words, known through lot of actions. The Atman can be known only through jnanam. The jnanam means, like jnanam here means always remembering Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. So how can a person speak about that which cannot be spoken about? He cannot. So a true jnani will always remain silent. As Ramana Maharshi said, gave the story. Sita like was tested. So when Sita was tested, 100 Ramas stood in front of Sita. So like Sita went, it's like a identification line that police and police people do. So like suspects are like kept in space, and then you have to identify as to who is the culprit. So then like if Sita was asked, like each and every Rama, Sita was put in front of each and every Rama and then asked, is this real Rama? Is this your husband? Then Sita said, no, no, no. And when the real Rama was shown, Sita just remained silent. So that means the truth cannot be explained. We can just negate the entire world and whatever will remain behind, that is reality, that is truth. So Radha was asked, like, what would you do? And Radha said, I'll remember you, O Lord, O Bhagavan, I'll remember you. And that's it. Oh, that's it? You will just remember me, nothing else? So then Radha said, Oh Bhagavan, O Ishvara, if I remember you, like what else do I need? If I remember you, you are blissful. If I remember you, I get bliss. So what else do I need? I don't need anything else at all. So that is what a sadhaka has to do. Like if Ishvara is remembered, if Brahman is remembered, then there is no sorrow, there is nothing at all. There is only Anandam. Like if a person remembers Brahman, remembers that there is only Brahman present here. So that is what a sadhaka has to do at all points of time. So that will directly remove karma. Vidyate hrudaye granti chidyante sarva samshayaha kshiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte para avare. So when a person remembers that this individual is one with Brahman, when a person remembers that the Brahman alone exists here, then vidyate hrudaye granti, the knots of the heart are broken. So the knots of the heart are completely broken. Knots of the heart, what are the knots of the heart? Avidya, kamam, karma, ignorance, action, desire. Ignorance, desire, action. So a person is ignorant that he is Brahman. Person is ignorant that only Brahman exists. And thereby, he desires for perfection, he desires for Anandam. And this desire in turn leads a person to do action in order to fulfill the desire. So this continues, this chain goes on and on and on. So this chain is completely ended, which means a person is content, a person is satisfied, a person is blissful wherever he is, whatever he is doing. So vidyate hrudaye granti chidyante sarva samshayaha. Such a person who is always contemplating on Ishvara, is there any doubt? There is no doubt. How can there be any doubt? How can, is there any scope for doubt in such a person? Definitely no. Because he is remembering Ishvara. If you remember Ishvara, then what doubt can there be? There cannot be any doubt at all. And kshiyante chasya karmani. Karmas lose their effect. Karmas, like the bondage of karma gets reduced. So reduced, like here is a relative word. So that means karma. What does karma do? Like, how does karma affect us? Karma in a way makes us suffer. Karma in a way makes us do more and more karma. So that is the effect of karma. And a sadhaka who remembers that everything is one Ishvara, there is no karma. There is no prasakti for karma. There is no prasakti for karma means such a person will ever be blissful. Such a person will be able to remain as one Brahman. Such a person will be able to rejoice in bliss. As Shankara says, Punarapi Jananam Punarapi Maranam. Yogaratova Bhogaratova Sangaratova Sangavihinah Yasya Brahmani Ramate Chittam Nandati Nandati Nandatyeva. A person who remembers that Ishvara or one Brahman alone exists here, such a person may be doing like yogaratam. Such a person may be doing yogam. So a person is doing yoga, or yoga means like controlling the mind. Bhogaratova or bhogam, sangaratova sangam, sangavihina or without any sangam, but irrespective of any of those, such a person, such a sadhaka, such a jnani, nandati nandati nandatyeva. Such a person remains blissful always, ever rejoices in bliss. And this is because karma doesn't taint such a person. So karma affects a person or karma affects a person who is deluded in ignorance, or a person like who is ignorant, a person who doesn't contemplate on Brahman, a person who is contemplating on the world, person who thinks that the world is real, such a person, karma affects such a person, whereas karma doesn't affect a jnani. Karma doesn't affect a person who is remembering that everything is Brahman, because such a person has a vision of truth. Such a person has true vision. Such a person has a vision of one Brahman, and therefore such a person doesn't suffer at all. So such a jnani who remembers that everything is one Ishvara, one Brahman alone, such a person, such a jnani will ever rejoice. So that's what Krishna says as kama krodha viyuktanam yatinam yatachetasam abito brahma nirvanam vartate vidita atmanam. For a person who is always remembering that everything is one Ishvara alone, one Brahman alone, and therefore is devoid of kamam, krodham, devoid of attachment, aversion, etc. Such a person will be able to ever rejoice in bliss, because bliss will be dancing around such a person. So that is what we have to strive for, and that is what a sadhaka has to do. So this shloka means that we have to try to remember that everything is one Ishvara. We have to remember always that there is only Brahman existing here. This world that we perceive is just an illusion. It is temporary. It is sorrowful. It will lead us nowhere. It will only give us sorrow. It cannot give us anything other than sorrow. And that is what a sadhaka has to remember. And then if a person remembers, that's why Madhusudana Saraswati starts with Jagan Mithya. So if a person is remembering that Jagat is Mithya, then automatically whatever is real will be remembered, which is Brahman or Brahma Satyam. So if Jagan Mithya is remembered, automatically Brahma Satyam will come into picture. If Brahma Satyam comes into picture, then that means such a sadhaka, such a person will never rejoice in bliss. So that is what is the goal. That is what is required for a sadhaka to do, and that is what we have to strive to do at any point of time. So irrespective of where we are, irrespective of what we are doing, we have to always remember that one Brahman alone exists here. So as Shankara says here, each and every day passes by, we have to always contemplate on Brahman, do lot of vimarshanam, lot of analysis, and contemplation, analysis, or analysis means mananam or reflection, but we can also create a strong conviction that Brahman alone exists here. So that has to increase day by day. We don't have to bother about karma. We don't have to worry or think about as to whether karma is overcome or not, whether karma is burning. I still don't see karma as being burned. I still don't experience a cessation of my desire. I still don't experience my body as painless. So all those will be there. Desires will be there. Karma action will be performed. Body will be there. If body is there, pain will be there. But irrespective of all these, whether desires are there or not, a sadhaka or a jnani will be blissful. So that is what a sadhaka has to strive for. So whether desires are not there or there, it doesn't matter. But whether a person is getting affected by those desires, so if desires are fulfilled, happy. If desires are not fulfilled, sad. That is what has to be avoided. sadhaka has to avoid this at all costs, like avoid getting world between happiness and sorrow based on desires. So it is not desire that causes a problem, it is not actions that cause problem, it is not the world that causes a problem, it is our impression of the world, it is our notion that desires are inevitable, desires are essential, actions are required that causes problem. So that has to be removed, that has to be negated. So many times, like, we just like desires, like when we have some desire, we'll be so adamant about that desire, we'll want the desire to be completely fulfilled, or like we will want the desire to be fulfilled at any cost. So people go to any extent to fulfill desires, fulfill their pleasures. So that is what is the problem. And like at times, like sometimes it may happen that a person is able to fulfill few desires. A few desires are fulfilled, a few desires are gratified. That may happen, but it will never happen that like a person gets all his desires fulfilled, because desires, as we saw earlier, desires means like desires are like a web. It will go on and on. It will, one desire will lead to another desire, another desire will lead to another desire, and this chain continues forever. It will go on and on and on. So there will be no gati, like you will not be able to come out. Whereas for a sadhaka who is remembering that only Brahman exists, desires may be there, but if those desires are fulfilled, blissful. If those desires are not fulfilled, still blissful. I haven't been able to meet Amma, blissful, but I will have the desire to meet Amma, and somehow that desire gets fulfilled. So if that desire gets fulfilled, oh Amma, I am blissful. So whether the desire gets fulfilled or not, a sadhaka will be always blissful. So that state, like, and such a sadhaka who is always like, who tries to be always blissful, so that is abhyasam, practice, trying to always try to be blissful. And like once a sadhaka does this, nahinyanena sadrisham pavitramiha vidyate tat swayam yoga samsiddha kalena atmani vindati. There is nothing purer or sacred than jnanam, knowledge that only Brahman exists. Because such a jnanam, like when a person has purified his mind, when a person fills his mind with jnanam, kalena atmani vindati, in due course of time, it itself will make a person realized. Swayameva atmana atmanam ananta padam apyasi. A person will achieve, realize Brahman in due course of time. Nothing else is required. A person will automatically realize. So that is like the greatness of jnanam. Greatness of the jnanam that there is only Brahman here. So yat karoshi yadashnasi yat juhoshi dadasi yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. So whatever you do, doesn't matter what action it is, whatever you do, do it as an offering unto me. So that means sarvam brahmamayam ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bunjitaha magrataha kasyasvil dhanam. So there is only Ishvara present here. Ishvara pervades this world. So tena tyaktena bunjitaha, enjoy or realize Ishvara by renouncing duality. So renounce duality and assert that this entire world is one Brahman. And then karma vanishes, karma phalas vanish, ajnanam vanish, the changing world vanishes, dukkham vanishes, and what will remain behind is ఓన్లీ బ్లెస్ సచ్చ సాధక నందతి నందతి నందత్యేవ సచ్చ సాధక విల్ బి ఎవర్ రిజాయిసింగ్ ఇన్ బ్లెస్ అండ్ దాట్ బ్లెస్ ఈజ్ ద గోల్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ దేర్ఫర్ యాజ్ శంకర సేస్ ఇన్ మనీషా పంచకం ఇన్ ది శ్లోక a person like with that strong conviction, the more and more the conviction or the strength of the conviction grows, a person will be more and more blissful. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to gain the strong conviction that Shankara speaks about and thereby ever rejoice in bliss. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.